Let's get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
It's time for another Rugby World Cup report. The countdown continues to this weekend's massive Rugby World Cup clash between the Springboks and Ireland in Paris. It will definitely be a battle between the top-ranked teams, with the Irish currently at the summit, while the Boks are the defending champions. This match in St. Denis will determine which team ends at the top of Pool B. However, the Boks will still need to face Tonga, while the Irish will face the Scottish challenge. The Irish great Johnny Sexton is playing in his last Rugby World Cup, and he will certainly want to go out with a bang. The Springboks director of rugby, Rassie Erasmus, warned that things happen when the legendary fly half is on the park.
I think just his aura about him and his presence, and for a man at 38 to still score tries like he scored this weekend, previous time when he played against that little grubbers through and he outsprinted one of our guys, and as long as he's physically up there, which he is, and then just the aura he has about him is exceptional, not just for his own team, also very intimidating for us as the audition.
Meanwhile, Erasmus, as well as the head coach Jacques Ninaba and assistant Felix Jones, have a history with Irish rugby as they worked at Munster for a long time. Several of the Irish players have played under the trio at Thomond Park, and they know their thinking well. The Irish will have to outsmart the Bok defence, with South Africa only having conceded 3 points in their previous 2 games at the World Cup. Now, since losing 23-13 to the All Blacks in the opening game of the 2019 Rugby World Cup in Japan, the Boks have only conceded 2 tries at the global showpiece. The Irish and Munster scrum half Conor Murray says the Boks management always have a trick up their sleeves.
They're a difficult outfit to play against on both sides of the ball. Now, in terms of their defence, you've seen their defence, especially in Twickenham, so to try and navigate around that. But there's familiarities with having been coached by Jacques and Felix and all the lads, but they're type of guys that come up with new plans and tricky little things and then in new games or whatever. So we got to be prepared for everything, but it's an exciting week, isn't it?
Saturday's all-important Pool B game at Stade de France kicks off at 9 p.m. Meanwhile, the week's matches at the Rugby World Cup will kick off tomorrow evening with Italy in action against Uruguay in Nice, while on Thursday night it will be another tough one for Namibia when they tackle France in Marseille. And there you have it. That is your Rugby World Cup report for today. I'll be back with more sport at 5:30.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on ofm.co.za.